You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.
Today on our show, we're talking with Suzanne Landau. She is the chief curator and director of the Tel Aviv Museum of Art. Suzanne, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me. It is really an honor and pleasure.
Let's talk about the exhibits that the museum is doing now. It's a very exciting museum, and I know you're doing things in Berlin as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the two prominent exhibits that are happening right now?
Of course. First of all, just to tell you that Tel Aviv Museum of Art is a leading museum of modern and contemporary art in Israel, located at the heart of Tel Aviv. And what we are doing about yearly, we have around 34 exhibitions. So usually when you come and visit the museum, you can see around 10 exhibitions. Besides other activities like concerts, performances, lectures, and so on. Right now, we have also one exhibition in Berlin at the Gropius, Martin Gropius Bau, which includes about 70 works from the museum collections. When the idea of the exhibition is to create a dialogue between modern masters from the collection and young Israeli artists who work mainly in video. This actually continues also one of our missions to create dialogue between the Israeli artists and international artists. But until now, we did it mostly in contemporary art. This time, we tried something different, and it is a juxtaposition and sort of a dialogue between modern artists, modern masters, and young Israeli artists.
And can you give us an example of that dialogue? That's a very exciting dialogue, and certainly what I think the art world needs, and it's important for understanding the context of contemporary work. So, for example, in the exhibition in Berlin, as artists talk about their work in the context of that exhibition, what kind of conversations are generated? Because in a way, we know that most artists are aware of that work, but how do you see the influences or what kind of dialogues or influences are coming out as artists talk about or the dialogue is engaged?
I can give you a few examples, but one which I would really like maybe to stress more is the first gallery when you enter the exhibition. Besides of the dialogue, we also try to give a kind of a history of the museum through exhibition which enter the collection. And the very beginnings of the museum go back to 1932, when also the year after it was established, the first director of the museum came from Berlin. So here is sort of a connection between the Tel Aviv Museum and Berlin. And so in the first room are works which came to the collection or entered the collection during the tenure of the first director, and they were mostly works by James Ensor. So on one side, you can see works by James Ensor, and then opposite to it, you can see works by Marcel van Eeden. Also, he's not an Israeli artist, but contemporary artist who created a series of drawings, especially for the museums, which are based on the beginnings and a history of the museum. And also, it gives a story about the first mayor of Tel Aviv, whose initiative was to establish the museum, Mayor Dizengoff. So it is the whole story, not only contemporary and modern, but also the very beginning of the museum. This is like one of the examples. Because this artist, Marcel van Eeden, who is Dutch, he is creating sort of narratives which are based on historical facts, and then he develops his own narrative. And in this case, it was the story of the museum, its very beginnings, and then he developed it further. So, but this kind of dialogue. So there is another section which is about women in art, and there are really great examples from the collection. And young Israeli artist Neved Yitzchak, her video art, which is just next to it. So this kind of dialogue, then each room in the whole sequence of rooms, each room has its subject, a certain subject. And around this subject are those juxtapositions.
It sounds fascinating and a wonderful exhibition. Let's move back a little bit. You've been curating in art museums quite a while. You had a relationship with the Israel Museum of Art, if I'm correct.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about contemporary art in Israel and what you've seen. Can you talk a little bit about when you entered into the field of curating in museums and what you were seeing then, perhaps some of your first exhibitions?
Yes, it was a long ago, Brennan. It was, yes, you are correct. I was for many, many years at the Israel Museum in Jerusalem and started a department of contemporary art there. It was, to tell you, in 1982. And my first exhibition was James Turrell. It was an installation by Turrell, indoor installation, and then from this first experience with James, developed later on to a major installation, permanent piece in the sculpture garden of the museum, one of his Space That Sees, you know, those buildings which are open to the sky and you can meditate. But this was my very first exhibition there. So my involvement and my work at the Israel Museum was mostly connected to international contemporary art, less to Israeli art. Of course, I followed and I know what's going, well, I knew and I know also today, of course, what's going on, but it was mainly my focus was on international art. So you've had a
huge influence on the way contemporary art was taken in Israel. How was the James Turrell show received and the shows in the 80s received? It must have been wonderful to see for you in the museum. How did the audience receive those works?
James Turrell was, of course, received very well, and the piece which is now in the sculpture garden is really very, very appreciated and popular. But there were more exhibitions than later on, which maybe created more impact on the local art, like, for instance, in 1984, which was relatively early to exhibit Anselm Kiefer. And it was a big survey show, a first show in Israel of a German artist ever. And as if you, in 1894, still there was not exactly a consensus about Anselm Kiefer, and not even in his own country. And so I think this was an exhibition which maybe was more influential than even James Turrell. And also I think from the point of the artist, it was a very crucial moment in his career, because I think that from this point on, or from this, I mean, this moment when he came to Israel, and then he came several times, his over changed, his subject changed. He started to explore and Kabbalah and these kind of subjects, which until then he was not dealing with at all. It was mostly the recent German history. So I think this exhibition was sort of maybe from the point, if you're asking what kind of influence, was more influential than my first James Turrell show.
I'd love to talk a little bit about that show. That was around the time, if I remember, when he was doing those beautiful lead books and those bookshelves of lead books as well as other work.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine at the time, he was also a favorite artist of mine and still is. This gorgeous work. And then even in the States, I was aware of how potentially controversial his background was and where he was coming from and what his perspective was as this kind of next generation German.
Absolutely,
that would seem to
yeah.
be, you know, very provocative in Israel. So how did that help his career, do you think? Was he embraced ultimately there? Or what kind of issues did come up? Because he was ultimately, for me, an artist that was an enormous inspiration. I thought he was fantastic. The criticism here about him was the work is so large, it's kind of, you know, dominating and severe, almost the way Richard Serra might be. But that was a kind of, you know, U.S. perspective, and I would imagine it was quite
mm-hmm.
different in Israel. So what was the dialogue there, and did it shed new light on how Israelis or the culture in Israel perceives the way, I guess that would be the next generation Germans, are looking at art and culture and the Holocaust, essentially?
Right. You know, he was born in 1945, just when the war was over. And of course, the very first subject of his was what happened in Germany in the Second World War, and things which Germans didn't like very much that somebody is dealing with, and touching the taboos and architecture of spare and all this Nazi architecture and so on, which were also subject of his paintings. And so when I came with the idea to show his work in Israel, he himself was very surprised. And his very first reaction was, he said to me, "Oh, you are crazy." But then I said to him, "You know, but I think we have to come to this confrontation, and we should do it because, you know, we are the same generation. I was also born after the war, and you were born after the war. And let's try through your work, through your art, to deal with it. Deal with the past and deal in Israel, where it is such a sensitive subject." And so my director at the time approved the exhibition, and it just happened. So we were expecting that it might be also received, you know, like people will not really be very enthusiastic about it. But at the end, I think that the audience appreciated the quality of the work, and they were open to look at it. And of course, the artists, this was a different thing. So artists approached it in different way than the average visitors. And I think that it was really very influential.
That's such a powerful example to me, because it's potentially art as a, if you will, a transformational tool, or truly a tool of dialogue, as opposed to an aesthetic only or ideas. This was a politically charged show that had the potential to actually generate some understanding between cultures, of even revisionist views
yes.
of history. That's quite rare, don't you think, in art, to have that opportunity where it could actually impact the culture in a way that can be applied to how we're perceiving our lives and our history?
I actually believe, you know, in the power of art. And also I think that a museum, for instance, shouldn't be like ivory tower and has to be also part of what's going on around. And it should not, I don't think all the time, but also to be involved and to let, you know, to open the museum as a platform for also political discussions and political issues. And this is something for me very important. It shouldn't be just, you know, about beauty and aesthetics and even, I don't know, to be up to date in what's going on, but also be involved and be open to what's going on.
To bring this up to the present then, this idea of a dialogue with art, which of course is continuing in the Tel Aviv Museum of Art, what are the issues you're seeing today among artists, perhaps? As you were saying, even the Anselm Kiefer show is perceived, you know, differently by artists, and, you know, as politics continues to shift and change the way we see the world or the way Israel perceives the world. How is the role of art now or current exhibitions also challenging that in the same way that Anselm Kiefer and even Thoreau might have?
All right. You know, while Anselm Kiefer went back to in recent history, many Israeli artists are dealing with the present political situation. And we had an exhibition of, maybe he's not known abroad, Israeli artist David Rieb, who is an activist, and all his work is dedicated to what's going on, you know, in the West Bank and occupied territories. And we had a really large exhibition of his paintings and his video work, which he filmed in areas where were demonstration on the border between West Bank and Israel. And then his paintings are sort of like stills from his video art, dealing, of course, with the same subject. And for me, it was, again, a very, very important exhibition because, as I said, we have to give the platform for these kind of issues, political issues. So it's this exhibition and others, but I'm just giving it as a counterpoint to Kiefer, which was political from different aspects, and like Israeli artists who is so much deeply, deeply involved what's going on here in our area, in the Middle East.
It's very interesting. It seems perhaps there's more of an open dialogue there. I often find in the United States when there are politically charged shows from museums, and perhaps politically charged is the wrong word, but shows that are engaging ideas or new perspectives on policies of the U.S. government or the U.S. government in relationship to other governments, it tends not to go over so well unless it's fairly subtle. You know, shows even that are even critical of corporate entities seem to be overlooked to some extent, but also when they do catch the attention of politicians in this government, it comes close to censoring the shows. There seems to be less of a, this is my perspective, less of a tolerance of, can we have a dialogue about this? Can we have a dialogue, let's say, about corporate influence over elections here? And artists have raised these issues, different artists, and it's something that doesn't seem to open a dialogue, perhaps the way it's happening in Israel. Or am I misunderstanding? Does it open a dialogue in Israel? And you know, you said you believe in the power of art, which
I wish, you know, I wish it be, if it, you know, will, if it can influence the dialogue. I wish. Not, the exhibition didn't cause any, I must say, unfortunately, no dialogue, but at least awareness. And if I'm going back even to the exhibition in Berlin, you know, dialogue, it's also this exhibition when I mentioned that Israeli young artists and modern masters are in a dialogue. It is also metaphor for the dialogue, even, you know, between Israel and Germany, because this exhibition also marks the 50th anniversary of diplomatic relationships between the two countries. And so it is sort of like dialogue also between Germans and Israelis, but also in, you know, in large, at large dialogue also here. So this is kind of like also as a metaphor, this is the wish, this is the hope for dialogue.
Suzanne, thanks so much for talking with us today. I really appreciate your work at the museums and the work that you continue to do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WIBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.